and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
The woman has said she's come home as she announced her defection from the Tories to Reform UK. The former Home Secretary claims Nigel Farage is the only man in British politics who's been courageously consistent. Meanwhile, the minister claims Westminster Village gossip is stopping Labour from delivering its manifesto as party chiefs are criticised for blocking Andy Burnham's attempted return to Parliament. The potential Starmer challenger had wanted to stand in next month's Gorton and Denton by-election, but the Prime Minister says that would divert resources from May's local elections because he'd have to resign as Greater Manchester's mayor. MP Carl Turner is unhappy.
I think it will potentially cause a real problem for Keir Starmer. I hope it doesn't. Keir Starmer's the leader that I want and the leader that I'll back. But unfortunately, I think this situation has weakened his position, not strengthened it.
Live facial recognition vans will be expanded to every police force in England and Wales as part of its biggest shake-up in decades. There's also plans to create a so-called British FBI and force officers to hold and renew licences. The White House says Donald Trump doesn't want to see people being killed on America's streets. Alex Pretty, a US citizen, was shot dead by an immigration agent on Saturday. Border officers have portrayed the 37-year-old as a gun-toting threat, thus disputed by his family. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
Saturday's shooting remains under active investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the FBI. The Customs and Border Protection is also conducting their own internal review.
The remains of the final Israeli hostage in Gaza have been recovered. It paves the way to move to phase two of the US brokered ceasefire. And Wizz Air wants to operate planes between the UK and the US. The budget airlines filed an application to start running transatlantic flights as soon as possible after stopping its Abu Dhabi operations last year. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Terry Yorath has been remembered at his funeral as a humble and proud man. The former Wales midfielder died earlier this month at the age of 75. His coffin was adorned in the colours of his former club, Leeds United, where he won the Division 1 title in 1974. Ian Rush, Chris Kamara and Chris Coleman were among those in attendance. Wales's four police forces could face the axe as the UK government sets out a major overhaul. The Home Secretary has announced plans for the most significant reforms in 200 years, including a new national force for major crimes. Shabana Mahmood has told MPs she'll also restore targets.
And set minimum standards that forces must abide by. And where performance falls, we will take action. And in the most extreme examples of a failure of leadership, I will restore the Home Secretary's power to fire a chief constable.
Earlier, South Wales Police Chief Jeremy Vaughan called for local policing to be protected. CCTV's been released in the search for a Good Samaritan who helped a young woman in Cardiff Bay. Two men were arrested following a disturbance in the Mermaid Quay area last Wednesday. Detectives want to trace a woman in a fur coat who helped a 19-year-old described as intoxicated and vulnerable. They insist she's done nothing wrong. And it looks like being another wet and windy 24 hours for South Wales. A Met Office yellow warning's already in force for heavy rain across the Vale of Glamorgan. Storm Chandra is also set to bring strong winds to western areas tomorrow, with potential gusts of up to 80 miles an hour. In sport, Cardiff Devils went down 6-3 to Sheffield Steelers in the Elite League last night, but results elsewhere mean they remain second in the table and just 3 points off leaders Belfast Giants. The Devils visit Dundee Stars next Friday, followed by a home clash with Nottingham Panthers on Sunday.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we're going to be looking at how Ballytown have got on in their first game of Phase 2 of the Cymru Premier. We're going to be seeing how your Vale teams have been getting on in the Cymru South. We're also going to be looking at how your Vale rugby teams have been getting on in their domestic game. And we'll be having a little ramp up towards the Six Nations that's only just around the corner. We're also going to take a look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on recently in the Elite Hockey League. But this year, I would love to feature more of the local sports clubs here at Bro Radio. And it's the chance for you to get a shout out about your club and its recent success or history here at Bro Radio. Any sport can get involved, rugby, football, cricket, tennis, absolutely anything. And if you fancy taking part, just go to broradio.com/sport to find out more. And each Monday, I will be then announcing the sports club of the week, where you'll hear your club here at Bro Radio.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You grenade. My car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. Yes, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. 'Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade.
Oh, I would go through all
is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Barry Town United got their second phase of the Cymru Premier underway, but unfortunately it was a 1-0 loss to leaders the New Saints. Ryan Brobbell's goal was enough for the reigning champions, who extend their lead to the top of the table to 9 points. But the two sides will meet again in just over a month's time at the Nathaniel MG Cup final in Bridgend. Barry manager Steve Jenkins named an unchanged starting 11 from the side that beat Llanelli 5-1 to reach the Championship Conference, with returning midfielder Theo Wharton on the subs bench after signing an 18-month deal on Friday. In the event, there was little leeway from the hosts in the first half, with the only goal coming in the 6th minute. A clever backheel from Jordan Williams allowed Brobbell to coolly slot past George Radcliffe. The Barry keeper denied TNS from adding a second from long range, Isaac Jeffrey's effort, and Johan Farrell at close range. But in return, the visitors were carving out very few opportunities. One of those came around the half-hour mark, when Robbie Wilmot was brought down by Farrell, leading to Elliot Richards clearing the crossbar with a free kick. Radcliffe thwarted Jeffries twice more in the latter stages of the as TNS held out for their third win of the season over Barry. Barry returned to North Wales next Saturday for their Welsh Cup quarter-final against the Cymru North Club CPD Rhyl 1879. And elsewhere in the Championship Conference games, Pennebont played out a goalless draw with Carnarvon, while Collingwood Bay earned a dramatic 2-2 draw with Coniskey Nomads. And the playoff conference kicked off on Friday night with Britton Ferry beating Llanelli 3-1, while Cardiff Met lost 2-0 to Haverford West County, and Flint United edged out Ballor 4-3 in a potential relegation 6-pointer. But also, the Adram Premier campaign resumed for Barry Town United, and they were playing Swansea City, and the resumption was a 7-1 loss at Swansea. James Fishlock's side have already confirmed their place in the Plate Conference as they slipped to their heaviest defeat of the campaign so far at the Swansea.com Stadium. Amelia Herbert and Ellie Priest returned to the starting lineup at the expense of India Shanahan and Lucy Atwood. In the two changes from their 4-1 win at bottom club Pontypridd United, the six-time league champions did not wait long to assert their dominance. An early long-range effort from Chloe Chivers flew over the crossbar before Swans forward struck past Molly Anson after 5 minutes. The Barry keeper was further punished 5 minutes later, making a fine save but unable to keep out the rebound, tucked away by Stacey John to make it 2. One of Barry's few opportunities in the first half saw Evelyn Ingram head over the bar from a Jasmine Turner corner kick on 23 minutes. Ex-Barry forward Tate Trivett's strike from distance parried off the crossbar. Manager Fishlock responded at halftime by handing a debut to subs Lucy Payne and Anya Grunwald, but Swansea refused to let the visitors off the hook, as Chivers added a 4th on 48 minutes. Shanna Stone went close to a reply before sub Emily Thomas grabbed the 5th for Swansea on 68 minutes, and Chivers completed a hat-trick with a 25-yard screamer. There was some consolation as Payne went on to score her first Barry goals on 78 minutes. But the hosts had the last word, with Thomas's brace on 89 minutes completing another difficult afternoon for the visitors. And it doesn't get any easier for Barry, so next weekend, when they entertain title contenders Wrexham in their last game of Phase 1 before the league splits. But Cardiff City retained top spot with a 6-1 demolition of Pontypridd United, while Wrexham beat Britton Ferry 3-1 to maintain a 1-point gap with defending champions. And the New Saints beat Aberystwyth Town 2-0 to secure a top 4 finish and a place in the Championship Conference. But up next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the results from a Cymru South and other selected results from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub. And we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castleland Community Centre in Barrie, and you'll find all the details at MirandaLeeDance.com.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barrie and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Are you organising an event in the Vale of Glamorgan? List it on The Lowdown for free with CJCH Solicitors. Email all the details to lowdown@broradio.fm.
Cause the land, it don't pay me. I beg my landlord for some more time. He
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major saw back-to-back games in the Cymru South postponed this week due to waterlogged pitches. And Saturday's home game against Trio and Stars fell foul of an early pitch inspection, while last Tuesday's rearranged visit to bottom club Cumbrian Celtic was also called off for the third time. Carlos's men are due to return to action on Friday night when they travel to Carmarthen Town. But elsewhere, Cambrian United retained top spot with a 2-0 victory over Newport City with their fifth league win on the bounce, while Trevelyan remained second with a 4-0 win at Ammanford. And Aberystwyth beat Cardiff Draconians 3-2, while Carmarthen won 1-0 at Strugglers Avonlido. And Inish Albion held Baglan Dragon to a goalless draw. Cumbrian Celtic's home game with Pontypridd United was postponed. And also in the Cymru South, Caerphilly were away to Tree Thomas Bluebirds, winning that game 5-1. Daniel Griffiths with the away side's first goal, and that was levelled by the home team's Brandon Griffiths before a second Daniel Griffiths goal in the first half. Thomas McLean failed to extend the lead from the spot, but soon after, Daniel Griffiths scored his hat-trick. Luke Gillett got the fourth, and Oliver Redhead got Caerphilly's fifth. And that result leaves Caerphilly in fourth in the Cymru South. But next up for Caerphilly is Saturday, and they're away to CPD Bangor City 1876 in the Welsh Cup. And also last Saturday, Cardiff Airport, they lost 3-1 at home to Seven Sisters. And Evan Williams' hat-trick helped the away side to victory, sub Joshua Hobbs with a consolation goal for Cardiff Airport. And Cardiff Airport currently sit in fifth, and they are away on Saturday to Evans and Williams. And Dinas Powys also play next Saturday, and they are at home to Tonnarevel. And Ely Rangers next play on Saturday, and they're at home to Avonlido. But next up here, Obro, we've got one of our local music playlists, and we've got Lucy That Sings Against My Own Advice. So Lucy is an independent singer-songwriter creating songs about life and love. Based in South Wales, Against My Own Advice is a reflection of the this is going to hurt feeling of knowing that someone will be no good for you. It will be doomed from the outset, yet struggling through it to the painful end, but you wouldn't have it been there, you wouldn't have had it any other way.
When I first saw you, I knew you were trouble and so much more. Still wanted you, promised it was nothing, just a little bit of fun. But the firelight in the dead of night used part of you to me. Against all advice, including my own, let it slip ahead, had to stop it dead. Couldn't leave the perfect alone. Oh. the right decision, you see. Although I think about you all of the time. You know I've fought it and I fight too much. I need to feel the feels and touch.
So that was Against My Own Advice by Lucy That Sings. So you're listening to Bro Radio and it's your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Elite Hockey League, the Cardiff Devils staged a late fight back to score three unanswered goals against the gutsy visitors Fife Flyers and boost their Elite League title bid. The visitors, who sit in the bottom two, went 2-0 up early in the opening period, with Milan Lucic striking first and David Booth adding the second. Riley Brandt ensured the hosts did not go scoreless before the first intermission. And after a scoreless second period, Flyers stayed ahead. Booth added to his second to give the Devils an even tougher task in the later stages. But the one they rose to, with Gleeson Fournier and Brandt, hit back before Ryan Barrow put the hosts ahead for the first time and for the lead they held on to. And that was on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the Devils took on Sheffield Steelers. But unfortunately, it wasn't a great result there for Sheffield for the Devils there. They lost 6-3 to the Sheffield Steelers. But other results did keep the Elite League title challenge alive. But Josh McDonald's two goals were matched by the home side Stephen Harper in the first period, with Brett Ritchie giving the Steelers a 3-2 lead. Ritchie and Jordan Southern added to the tally in the second, while Joey Martin's effort kept the Devils in touch. Mitchell Bams scored the sixth goal in the final period to seal a convincing win. The Devils do remain second in the table, a point ahead of Nottingham Panthers, who did lose 5-4 to the Guildford Flames. So in the table, and we know the ice hockey table, that flips around really quite a lot, quite quickly. But the Devils are still second. Belfast Giants are first, and the Devils are 3 points behind the Belfast Giants, but they have played one game more, and they are 1 point ahead of Nottingham Panthers, but they've played two games more than Nottingham Panthers, and then the team that they lost to, Sheffield, have played the same number of games as the Devils, but are 4 points behind. The sort of from fifth downwards, there's kind of becoming just a little bit of a gap on there. Manchester Storm sit in fifth. They've played 31 games, so they've still got two games over the Devils, but they've not got any games in hand on the teams directly above them. But they're currently 10 points behind the Devils there as well, sitting in second. So that is a bit of a margin to make up. And a lot of the teams have all now started catching up, because there was a time where there was a few teams that played four, maybe even five games more than the others, but they're all kind of within three or four games of each other now. So it's really starting to tighten up, and it's really starting to get exciting. Talking about exciting, so the next two games for the Devils: on Friday, they are away to Dundee Stars. Dundee was sitting bottom of the Elite Hockey League table, so that would hopefully a good result for the Devils there. And then on Sunday, they're at home to Nottingham. Nottingham, who sit 1 point and one place below them. So that's going to be an exciting game there. Hopefully they can do the business there and get two wins this week keep the pressure on. But they're still in with a chance. And again, and I think I say this sort of both weeks, I think the top four, sort of Belfast Giants, Cardiff Devils, Nottingham Panthers and Sheffield Steelers, I think they will be the top four in the league this year. It just depends on which way round they're going to be. But up next here at Upro Radio, we're going to be having a look at how your Vale teams have been getting on in domestic rugby.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Warm spaces, welcoming places. Across the Vale of Glamorgan, there is a network of warm spaces where everyone is welcome to spend some time. Warm spaces are free community places where you can stay warm, enjoy some company, and make use of the facilities available. These vary but can include a hot drink or free Wi-Fi. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Find your nearest warm space via our online map at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. Just search warm spaces.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio.
Yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to switch our attention now to rugby. And Penarth are out of the WRU Division 1 Cup following a 16-13 defeat to Aberavon Green Stars in the quarter-final stage. The Bears were ahead by just 1 point at the break amid a tough, muddy conditions at the Pavilion Ground in Port Albert on Saturday. Harry Williams and Oshun Coates crossed for the visitors, with Reese Motoraham adding a penalty but missing both conversions as the host edge passed to book their place in the semis. But Penarth do remain top of Division 1 East Central, and they resume their Admiral League title campaign next Saturday when they entertain struggling Cambrian Welfare at the Athletic Ground. And elsewhere in the WRU Cup, the Division 2 Cup quarter-final between Cowbridge and Club Rugby Cymru Caerdydd was also postponed, and that was due to a waterlogged pitch. But there was another late show from Barry, as they earned a crucial 19 points to 17 win over Llanishan in the Admiral League. The Bombers had completed the double over their promotion chasing opponents with the last kick of the game and the clock deep in red to clinch four more valuable points towards retaining Division 1 status. But unlike previous weeks, Barry started well and scored two excellent tries in the first 13 minutes, dominating the opening quarter at the Reservoir Field with the strong wind and driving rain at their backs. At times, it needed excellent defence to keep Llanishan out, with Barry conceding only a penalty before a late lengthy surge of pressure from the Bombers had the Lions defended deep. The scrum, largely dominant throughout, gradually swung the game back in Barry's favour. And as the clock moved 6 minutes into the red, with Barry camped on the Llanishan line, the message from the coaches on the sideline was loud and clear: stick to the game plan, which got through to and certainly did pay off. Alan Evans almost predictably had opened Barry's account, ending a catch and drive after 9 minutes. 4 minutes later, a fine handling move saw Lewis Bumford going over, with Morgan Prosser converting. Llanishan, currently second in the table behind Penarth, replied with tries from Elliot Swindlehurst after 26 minutes and Lewis Marshall after 40, with Joshua James converting both. And when James extended the lead with a penalty after 67 minutes, Barry needed a try to level. After a series of scrums on the visitors' line, with one resulting in a yellow card but surprisingly no penalty try, quick hands ended with Cam Williams going in under the post and Prosser converting again. The only other Division 1 East Central game on Saturday saw Abercorn and pull further clear of the relegation danger with a 31-0 win over bottom club Rhydfelen. Elsewhere in the league action, Dinas Powys beat Fairwater 12-6 in Division 3, while Llantwit Major were beaten 24-0 at Clifnoid. And in Division 5, Open Arthians earned a crucial 15 points to 10 victory over Glenoch to leave them 3 points above the drop zone. So where does that leave your Vale teams? So in Division 1 East Central, Penarth are currently in first and Barry in seventh. In Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge are sitting in sixth. And in Division 3, you've got Llantwit Major in fourth and Dinas Powys in seventh. And in Division 5, you've got Old Penarthians currently sitting in 8th place. And in Division 6, East Central, Sully Sports are sitting in 8th place, but their game on the weekend was also postponed. And the Old Penarthians women's team are currently sitting in 2nd in the Championship League there. And to just whet your appetite towards next weekend's fixtures, Division 1 East Central, Penarth take on Cambrian Welfare. Rhydfelen host Barry. And in Division 3 East Central, it's an all-Vale clash, with Llantwit Major hosting Dinas Powys. And in Division 5 East Central, Open Arthians host Tree Herbert. But we're just going to take you back to December, when there was the awful news of the fire at Penarth Penarth's clubhouse. And Gareth Hubach, who's the co-chairman of Penarth Athletic Club, sat down and had a chat with us, and he began by reflecting on the devastation impact that the fire had on the club late in 2025.
I think for at least 3 weeks after that, it was just completely surreal, still coming to terms with what had happened. Thinking about what we were going to do, thinking about all sorts of things, thinking about people who had such long memories, long association with the club, and hearing their stories, and then reading stories on Facebook and online about people and the memories of the club. So that sort of shifted the thought of actually from, well, it's happened, to what can we do to serve them in the future? What is going to be the legacy coming actually out of this situation? And how can we turn such a negative into a positive for the sections, the club, and the local community at large, and everyone who'd offered their support around that time and off still offering their support now? So now the drive really is on to get that going and move on to that stage. So yeah, we'll never forget what happened. It was obviously awful, but now we need to really concentrate on putting that right, I guess, with doing something which we can really be proud of.
And you mentioned there the support from not just the local community, but the rugby community across Wales has been exceptional, hasn't it, all over?
Yeah, from that first, when we had the community day, from the WIU themselves, Cardiff Rugby, supplying a venue so the rugby could play that big game, all the offers from restaurants in Penarth holding food evenings, clubs offering their meeting rooms for any meetings we needed, or loads of places offering. So we had obviously Christmas parties booked in, loads of people giving their venues free of charge to those sections. So Coven Coronation, for example, Cons, the Vindico Arena, but loads of many offers as well. It was just, you didn't know where to turn, for there was just goodwill in every corner, and that really was uplifting. And that Saturday we had here before going down, what's with the rugby, went down to the Cardiff Arms Park, that was again another day when you go, yeah, we're going to get this right and do it right for all the people involved. And say it's rugby at the moment is rightfully the incumbent section. We're in that time of year, but obviously there was people from cricket here supporting the rugby people as well, and so it brought the sections a little bit closer. And obviously what we do will be reflective of everyone within the athletic club and obviously the local community as well.
And we're at a point now where you're focusing on the rebuild efforts. So tell about some of the work that's already happened to start looking at the rebuild of the club.
Yeah, we've had a positive meetings with the with the council over the last few weeks, just before Christmas as well. We've had a recent meeting, so we know the demolition of the site at the moment, because obviously it's still looking a little bit sorry for itself, but hopefully that area of the site will be cleared within the next 4 to 6 weeks. We're starting on working on getting ideas so we can go to a meeting with the council hopefully in a couple of weeks' time with, I guess, our opening brief of what we would like, and that's the start of the journey of designing and planning, and then obviously getting ideas from the local community as well, and seeing what we can come up with and get that through planning, and hopefully something started September, October, November. There's a rough timeline, so yeah, be hands on deck. We've set a small group of people up to lead that. So they have started on that, and they'll be meeting the council, and then yeah, we move from there. But the demolition and the clearing of the site is definitely going to be starting in the next couple of weeks, which is it's good news because obviously at the moment people are walking past, it's still stirring emotions. So we'll get that clear and then we move on.
So you can hear the full interview with Gareth on The Vale this week, Wednesday from 7 p.m. And you can search for the Penarth Athletic Rebuild on Crowdfunder to support their rebuild efforts. But we're going to stick with rugby here at Bro Radio, when I'm going to start getting us all excited as we look forward to the Six Nations that's just around the corner.
So we're getting up and going down. Hot and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best you move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hot dogs on my trail. All hell break loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And as I said, we're all going to start getting a little bit excited now about the upcoming Six Nations, and it is just around the corner. We're at the end of January pretty much now, and it's starting a little over 2 weeks' time now. Well, actually under 2 weeks' time, with the unprecedented first match is on Thursday, the 5th of February. That's France against Ireland. Wales happily play on the Saturday, but potentially unhappily they're away to England in their first round match there. But it's always that time where you get a bit excited. No one's won, no one's lost in the Six Nations yet this year. Wales, their performances were starting to get a little bit better. At least they're not on the 18 game losing run. And there's, you know, there's some new names in the squad. There's some returning names, and there's some sort of players that we know will just do a job for the Wales team. And we've not gone through the Wales team, but for those that have not seen the Wales Six Nations squad for 2026, we'll start with the forwards. So you've got Kieran Azzurati, Adam Beard, Liam Belcher, James Botham, Rhys Carey, Ben Carter, Ollie Cracknell, Harry Deaves, Ryan Elias, Thomas Francis, Archie Griffin, David Jenkins, Dewey Lake, Alex Mann, Josh McLeod, Tane Plumtree, Nicky Smith, Gareth Thomas, Freddie Thomas and Aaron Wainwright. And your backs, they consist of Josh Adams, Sam Costello, Dan Edwards, Jared Evans, Mason Grady, Kieran Hardy, Gabriel Hammer-Webb, Joe Hawkins, Louis Hennessy, Eddie James, Ellis Mee, Ruben Morgan-Williams, Blair Murray, Lewis Rees-Zammit, Tom Rogers, Ben Thomas, Owen Watkins, and Thomas Williams. So you look at it and you know there's a few, especially the backs, that can play in a couple of different positions. There's the same with the forwards as well. So it's going to be interesting to see. Especially first game is going to be tough. It's away to England, but we're getting to that point now where I'm getting quite excited about it, and then certainly this time next week, where we will be in Six Nations week, I will probably be almost uncontrollably excited about the start of the Six Nations. And we'll keep you across everything here on your Monday Night Sports Show. You can kind of get my reaction to it, but you can also follow the follow what's been going on Bro Radio as well, where we'll keep up to date with the Welsh rugby scores. But would you like to be mentioned here on the Monday Night Sports Show? We are doing a Sports Club of the Week, and all you need to do is submit a 90-second video featuring sort of the following few things. You just need to introduce, you need to tell us about yourself, you need to tell us about the sports club and your role there, a little bit of a history about the club, and if there's anything, any special events happening or any unique selling points of it, and how people can get involved, how if there's any up and coming sessions, anything like that, you need volunteers or playing staff, anything like that. And then with that submission, you just upload it to sport@broradio.fm, and where I can get to see all the submissions, and you know, just tell everybody in the Vale about the fantastic sports teams and sports clubs that are out in the Vale. But up next here at Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026. With 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend. With tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday. And Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding. Live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro